Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Trade, a form of attaining halal income. In the ayat, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ, the translation, and do not consume one another's wealth in an unjust way. قَدَادَ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى said that trade is a means of attaining halal sustenance. Hence, it should be conducted with honesty and dignity. Earning through physical toil. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dawood alayhi salam used to earn a living by toiling with his own hands. Note, it is better to be self-employed than to work for somebody else. Similarly, one should personally toil in search of halal sustenance. It is for this reason that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nobody earns a better sustenance than the one who has earned through the effort of his own hands. Note that the joy of eating the food earned through one's own sweat is only known by those who have the good fortune of laboring personally for their income. Which is the best form of earning? Sayyidina Rafi ibn Khadid radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the best type of earning. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that working with one's hands or earning through a noble and righteous sale transaction. This would refer to any type of skill where one's own hands is used, such as tailoring, pottery, carpentry and so forth. The words righteous transaction refers to any transaction that is enacted according to the commands of the Sharia. This would constitute, among other things, honesty, courtesy, abstention from deception, interest, etc. The lofty status of a truthful businessman. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a truthful and trustworthy businessman will be with the Anbiya alayhi salam, the martyrs and the righteous people. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an honest and trustworthy Muslim businessman will be raised with the martyrs on the day of resurrection. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a truthful businessman will be in the shade of Allah ta'ala's throne on the day of resurrection. Note, the temptations of wealth often seduce a person, causing him to violate the injunctions of Allah ta'ala. In view of the difficult tasks of remaining trustworthy and honesty, the Sharia guarantees tremendous rewards. Who will enter Jannah first? Sayyidina Abu Zar and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum narrate that a truthful trader will be the first to enter Jannah. May Allah ta'ala make us amongst them. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.